KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's mostly clear and 44 degrees. We look for it to be clear to partly cloudy and breezy today with a high near 60. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer, located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. In news from over the weekend, two people from North Carolina were injured Saturday afternoon during a single vehicle accident on Interstate 80 in Cass County. The Iowa State Patrol says a 2016 Freightliner semi driven by 33-year-old Vincent Umbari of Charlotte, North Carolina, was traveling west on I-80 at around 1:25 p.m. The U.S. Express truck went out of control. It was traveling in the right lane about 3 miles west of the Anita exit. The semi crossed the median and eastbound lanes of traffic before entering the south ditch where it came to rest. Umbari and a passenger in the truck, 38-year-old Danielle Williams of Statesville, North Carolina, were transported by Anita Fire and Rescue to the Cass County Hospital in Atlantic, where they were treated for non-life-threatening injuries. A Creston woman was arrested over the weekend on drug charges. Police say 49-year-old Lori Lee Graham was taken into custody at 219 North Pine Street on a Union County warrant for possession of a controlled substance, third or subsequent offense, and a controlled substance violation. Graham was being held in the Ringgold County Jail on $5,000 bond. And a Greenfield woman was arrested Friday afternoon in Creston on a charge of fifth-degree theft. 30-year-old Cherise Kilgore was later released from the Union County Jail on a promise to appear later in court. Creston police say also a Creston man reported Friday that his vehicle had been broken into at the old Walmart store parking lot at 612 New York Avenue. The incident occurred sometime between 9:30 a.m. on May the 10th and 12:15 p.m. on May the 15th. The driver's side window of the car was broken out, and a fish finder, electric camping plug, and dome light were taken from the vehicle. The loss was estimated at $260. Police in Creston say no injuries were reported following two separate multi-vehicle accidents that happened within 45 minutes of each other Friday. The first crash happened at around 4 p.m. on West Adams Street. Authorities say vehicles driven by 27-year-old Kayla Mensing of Greenfield, 62-year-old Susan Rinkert, and 73-year-old Hubert Bradley, both of Creston, were traveling west on West Adams. The stoplight at the end of the block at the intersection with Sumner Street was red. Mensing and Rinkert were stopped for the light in a long line of cars that was backed up to Jarvis Street. Bradley was traveling west on Adams and didn't expect the cars to be backed up so far. His 2006 Chrysler minivan rear-ended Rinkert's 2005 Mercury Sable, causing her vehicle to hit the rear of Mensing's 2015 Chevy Equinox. Damage from the collisions amounted to $1,700. No citations were issued. The second accident happened at around 4:45 p.m. Friday. Creston police say a 2003 Chevy Trailblazer driven by 43-year-old Valerie Beebe of Creston was traveling east on Adams Street and stopped for the traffic light at the intersection with Sumner Avenue. A 2002 Chevy Cavalier driven by 61-year-old Linda Buxton of Creston was traveling south on Sumner. At the same time, a 2001 Pontiac SUV driven by 17-year-old Austin Nichols of Prescott was traveling east on Adams and stopping for the light. Buxton swerved to avoid an unknown vehicle, which was traveling north on Sumner, then turned west onto Adams. When Buxton swerved to get out of the way, her car slid and hit the Beebe and Nichols vehicles. All witnesses to the collision told police they'd seen the unknown vehicle cut off Buxton's car and verified that she tried to avoid the collision when she hit the other vehicles. Damage from the crash amounted to $4,700. No citations were issued. The Iowa State Patrol says four people were hurt during a two-vehicle accident that took place Friday in Monona County. The accident happened around 3:30 p.m. at the intersection of County Highways E-24 and K-64. Authorities say 63-year-old Michael Brendan of Whiting was traveling eastbound on Highway E-24 in a pickup when his vehicle collided with a northbound 2010 GMC Yukon driven by 25-year-old Jessica Tadlock of Hornick. Following the crash, both vehicles ended up in a farm field northwest of the intersection. Michael Brendan and his passenger, 36-year-old Christine Brendan, were transported by ambulance to Burgess Hospital in Ottawa. 9-year-old Justin Goodwin was airlifted to Mercy Hospital in Sioux City. The patrol says the three were not wearing their seatbelts. Cale Tadlock, who was riding in a child restraint seat, was also transported to Burgess Hospital in Ottawa. Elsewhere in the news, members of the Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department's Board of Directors will meet in a regularly scheduled session this evening at 5:15. In the City Council's chambers at City Hall. During the meeting, the Parks Board will discuss and or act on a proposal from Girl Scout Cadet Troop 40-116 for signs in the parks asking people not to smoke around playground equipment and other areas. The board will also receive an update on the Buck Creek Dog Park, including site plan modifications, fencing cost, and a potential timeline for the project. Other updates will include those with regard to the Kitty Corral site and Camblin Shelter refurbishment project at Sunnyside Park, Little League Complex playground equipment and installation, and a report on summer recreation program registrations. Members of the Griswold School District's Board of Education will meet this evening in the central office at the Middle School High School building beginning at 5:45. During the meeting, the board will act on certified staff negotiations approval, nutrition prices, approving bids for a van purchase, approving fuel bid specifications, technology support specs, registration fees, and various board policies. And members of the CAM School District Board of Education will meet in a regular session this evening at the high school in Oneida. The meeting begins at 6:30. On their agenda is discussion and possible action with regard to resignations, contracts, in Iowa Western Community College Memorandum of Understanding, approval of a revision to the 2015-16 school calendar, an agreement with Casey Computer Consulting, a review of the CAM administration structure, and consideration and or approval of athletic director and transportation director job descriptions. In other business, the CAM School Board will consider a resolution proposing continued participation in an instructional support program and authorizing the publication of time and place for a public hearing on that matter. The board will also receive an update on discussions with the Adair-Casey School District's Board of Education with regard to whole grade sharing and related matters. The AC Board held separate meetings last month with members of the CAM, Guthrie Center, and West Central Valley School Boards with regard to possible sharing arrangements. The Adair-Casey Board is set to meet this Wednesday evening in a regular monthly session also, but the topic of whole grade sharing is not on their agenda. No injuries were reported following a residential fire in Atlantic early Saturday morning. The Atlantic Fire Department responded to the blaze at 405 West 5th Street at around 4:30 a.m. Dense smoke was emitting from the home when the first crews arrived on the scene, but the home's owner, Trevor Kevin, and his cat were able to escape prior to firefighters' arrival. According to Fire Chief Mark McNeese, Kevin was asleep and woke up when he had trouble breathing. There was no smoke detector in the home, which was being remodeled. McNeese told KJAN News the fire apparently started when an electrical extension cord became pinched beneath the refrigerator and eventually became hot and may have started a nearby towel on fire. Kevin tried to put out the flames, but the smoke and flames were too much for him to handle. Shortly after firefighters arrived, the flames erupted into a flash fire, according to McNeese, and spread quickly into the attic area. Crews were on the scene for about 2 to 2.5 hours. And again, the cause of the blaze was listed as electrical. And two people were arrested on drug charges Saturday following a traffic stop in Crawford County. The sheriff's office says during the stop on 3rd Avenue South in Denison, 40-year-old Julie McManigal of Manning was taken into custody and charged with possession of marijuana and methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia. Her bond was set at $1,000. Following the traffic stop, a search warrant was executed by the Crawford County Sheriff's Office, assisted with Denison Police Department, at 1715 3rd Avenue South in Denison. As a result of the search warrant, 36-year-old Tammy Russman Mendoza was arrested for possession of methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia. Her bond was set at $1,000. A 55-year-old Georgia man convicted of killing his former roommate in Sac City has been sentenced to what could amount to life in prison. John Green was sentenced Friday to 50 years in prison. State law requires he serve at least 35 years before being eligible for parole. Green had been charged with first-degree murder and the death of 58-year-old Mark Coster, but was convicted in April of the lesser offense of second-degree murder. Green had said he killed Coster in self-defense, but prosecutors argued that Green significantly outweighed Coster and therefore didn't need to kill the man to defend himself. Coster was declared missing in 2010. His remains were later found buried in his basement after the new owners of the home began renovations. Our news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer, located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.